It's the kind of thing that you never forget. Peek behind the curtain with Truettes.
G'day, Tuck Shoppers. I'm Sam Lowes.
And I'm Sam Lowes.
And I'm confused. If you're Sam Lowes, who am I? I'm Rosie Burgess. And welcome to Truettes, the podcast. Confusion at the start, Burge.
I threw you.
Love it.
I realise today no one ever says my real name. I'm never called by my real name.
Goddess.
Goddess Rosetta of the Seven
Lady
Winds.
Lady of Light. Of the Seven Winds. I'm just Sam you should be of goddess, the One Wind.
Goddess Sam of the Seven Winds.
No, I only do one wind out of my bot. Thank you to the gluten. Anyway. Sponsored by gluten.
Ooh, we're catching up with me this week.
Straight into it. What's been going on for you this week?
Well, I did realise that nobody calls me by my real name, which is a weird thing to have a name that nobody uses at all, except every now and then I get letters and it's always asking for money of some kind, like a fine.
So it's sort of...
So a really negative connotation, a very triggery negative association with my own name.
Yeah. So if anyone ever calls you that, you like just want to punch them in the face because they're going to take your money.
Yeah, I'll be like, no.
Yeah,
I hate you. Everyone's listening going, what is her real name?
Let's not say it.
Rosetta Stone. of the Four Pathways.
What's her name? Loretta Parks. No, Rosanna Parks. No, the lady on the bus.
The wheels. I don't know.
No, the lady on the bus. Come
what
on.
Lady on the bus?
She stood up for people and got up and sat in the back of the bus.
Is this a political
yes,
thing?
Yes, come on.
Did it happen in England?
Rosa Parks, thank you. Oh, my God. People are probably all just hanging up the idea of ever listening to any podcast,
They're hanging out the telephone on our podcast right now as we speak.
I feel really discombobulated.
As is evidenced by your
enunciation
of the word discombobulated.
It's a good word. You can't be bobulated though.
No. Yeah.
You can't be bobulated and you can only be discombobulated. You can't be combobulated, I don't think.
Someone goes, how are you? And you're in a really good space. Yeah. Everything's really coming together.
Yeah.
Feeling really graceful and you go, bobulated.
Yeah, I'm bobulated, baby. It's when someone says you're feeling overwhelmed or underwhelmed, you just can't be whelmed. I'm often feeling whelmed.
As in just flatlining.
Just normal.
Yeah.
I feel whelmed.
Yeah, how's things? Yeah, I'm whelmed.
Yeah, I'm whelming today.
We could try them. We could try them out. We could try dropping them in conversation and see how they go.
Yeah, well, that leads me to my this week because I've still got this like long, I think it's going to be a lifelong gripe with I think we've talked about this before, how people misspell things on purpose.
Oh.
Can't stand it.
Cool kids. Cool with a K.
Yeah.
Kids with a C.
A Z. Cool with.
And it's like a childcare centre.
Yeah.
And they're like, is my kid going to learn there?
Yeah. What was the one I saw? Learn and land, but the apostrophe was totally in the wrong place.
Oh, it's so bad.
Imagine it not just being learning land. It was learn and land.
I find it offensive. Right now, I just looked up and there's an amp in our studio that's called Custom. Spelt with a K for custom. Like,
yeah. I'm going to throw that out right now.
Yeah.
I'm throwing it out. Anyone want a custom made custom amp?
What was wrong with the C?
And also badly thought out business names. That's my gripe of the week.
Mm.
Not that we're going to have gripes of the week.
Chris and Di's Pies and Cakes.
Chris and Di's Pies and Cakes. What were Chris and Di thinking?
What an opportunity lost.
Can't stand it.
Yeah.
We went in, didn't we?
We went into Chris and Di's Pies and Cakes. It's like, it's in
Caniva.
Nil
or something.
Or
yeah.
Stall.
On the way. Yeah. On the way to
Adelaide
from Melbourne.
Yeah.
Have a look, those overseas listeners, have a look and see where that is. You'll see there's a whole lot of nothing in between.
It's in the middle of nowhere. And so we stopped for a pie or a cake at Chris and Di's. And we went in there and we said, hey, just out of interest, why did they go with Chris and Di's pies and cakes and not
Chris and Di's cakes and pies. And the guy goes, yeah, we just didn't really think that through. And I'd been thinking about it for years, and it was one of those kind of like, I wasn't satisfied with the answer. But I imagine them just, I just had thought over the years that Chris and Di's were like just fighting over it, going, my name needs to go first, my name, and then them going, well, but are cakes or pies more important? Which is more important?
They missed such a golden opportunity.
And I got to say, the food wasn't that great.
Oh.
It was all right.
Don't diss Chris and Di.
But, you know, pies were before the cake, so I went, I'll get a pie. It was all right.
It's an institution. You have to go with it.
I was whelmed.
There's another business I remember seeing once, more smarter, better bathrooms.
That's the one that I think of a lot. More smarter, better bathrooms.
Are you really that much smarter? More smarter?
No.
I don't even know what they were going for.
More smarter, better bathrooms. So they're more smarter and they're better.
Were they? No, but do you reckon they were trying to say more bathrooms and they're smarter? More smarter, better bathrooms.
I think they had trouble in the boardroom and they couldn't come to
trouble
it.
In the boardroom. Mm. Trouble in the boardroom. Trouble in the boardroom. What you gonna do?
When you got trouble in the boardroom.
Would you rather drink wee or a bottle of fat? Would you rather do this? Would you rather do that?
This is that part of this podcast where we do this.
That's what we will do right now.
I should be the describer of all things, don't you think?
Absolutely. Mm. You did a great job with that.
Mm. I'm surprised that people haven't called me to like be on radio. Do you know what I mean?
Well, if you play your cards right, you might get a little call from Chaps Chat Cats.
Now that doesn't need to be talked about right now. No. I'm surprised that I'm actually sitting on the same couch as you, because what you did to me was nice.
It seemed like such a caring gesture. I think that we have to fill in the gap here, for Tiff who's listening. I thought I was doing something really great for Sam, because Sam really loves the football and she really loves to talk about the football. And every now and then she'll start talking to me about the football and I feel sad, like I'm just not giving you what you need.
Well, you do try, but first of all, your eyes glass over a little bit, and then I can see that you're really making an effort, and then you'll say something that just doesn't make any sense because you're just throwing it out there. You're just throwing it out there going, oh.
Because I'm trying too hard. So what I did was I thought it was like a community service post. I put a post out on Facebook saying, hey, does anyone want to talk about the footy with Sam? Because she's just not getting it at home. And I thought that was going to be so great. And we got quite a few responses.
Don't say we. This is nothing to do with me. This is not a we right now.
There were quite a few responses came through of people nominating other people to talk to you, Sam, about the footy.
You're still so excited about all
great
aunts, total and utter embarrassment,
and neighbours, and then this was the creme de la creme, in my opinion. We had a message from a friend saying, "What I've done is, I've emailed the podcast Chaps Chat Cats and told them about Sam and told them how much she'd like to talk about footy with them." On their podcast.
Yep.
And so that's when I was like, oh my God, Sam, this awesome thing has happened.
And I will be honest, not one part of my body or my soul or any part of me would like that.
So Cats obviously being a different football team to yours. So it's, yeah. I think reading
rivals
between the line,
even.
It's boys talking about
Sam's other team that she doesn't really like.
Yeah, a team of football that she's not into. And yep. And so surprisingly to me, so I wrote back to our friend Sally and I said, hey Sally, that sounds great. That's awesome. How exciting for Sam. And then as I presented the exciting news to you, you said, I'm not doing
that. I'd rather eat my feet than do that.
Which left me in the rather awkward position of having celebrated the initial communication.
Yeah. I'm still hurt by all of this a little bit.
Like, only to find it's dark on it. Do it.
No, do not want to do it. Like I really would. I'd actually like to smash my face with a bottle of tomato sauce 400 times than do that.
So I think what we're saying here, listeners, is if you see Sam in the street or you're talking to her on the phone, just say, "Hey, Sam, how about them cats?"
Would you rather drink wee or a bottle of fat? Would you rather do this? Would you rather do that?
We got sidetracked.
Definitely would rather do that.
So, hey, I've got a would you rather for you.
What is it?
Here's one. Would you rather always have to wear sunglasses or never be allowed to wear them?
Always.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bed, shower, sex, toilet.
What do you mean? I always wear them. I'm having sex.
Yeah, okay. So
looks better. Looks yeah, better. Yeah. And you look better. Just kidding. Just kidding. No.
Now who's hurt? How about them cats?
No.
You really?
Oh, yeah.
You have to wear them all the time. Inside.
Yeah,
caving.
I take it. Caving? Yeah. Because it goes extra dark, caving.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Midnight orienteering.
So,
all right, I take it back. I don't want to wear them ever. What about you?
But then you're out in the sun. It's your
I'm
retina
so confused. You're getting eye cancer in both eyes.
It's glary. You never can see anyone.
Yeah, eyelash cancer.
Difficult choice.
Do you think you can get eyelash cancer? Just cancer of one eyelash.
You'd be like, it will fall out, so you won't have too much trouble.
Yeah. Well, if ever I get cancer, I think that's the kind of cancer I want. Okay. Would you rather...
Dear cancer.
Please land on one eyelash and one eyelash only. Okay. Would you rather, Rosie Burgess, visit heaven or hell for 2 hours?
Ooh, heaven. 100%.
But you're only there for 2 hours. Don't you want to like
fine.
See what hell's like?
I think hell will be really uncomfortable.
You know what hell is? Going on that podcast.
Well, you've got an option to try it out then. Look.
No, I'm going to go with heaven. 2 hours of not going on that podcast.
Caveat, I don't believe in heaven or hell. But if we were going with the traditional interpretation of them, mm-hmm. I would 100% spend 2 hours in heaven.
All right.
How about you?
Going, yeah, it really depends on what your idea of heaven or hell is, though, because, you know.
Well, the traditional understanding is that heaven is good and hell is bad. So I don't want to spend 2 hours doing something bad. Like,
But you would really get a good sense and be able to come back and tell everyone, go, hey, hell isn't actually that bad.
It's as bad as you think. So pull up your socks.
Yeah, well, that's great.
And don't be so bad.
Well, take one for the team, Burgess. Go down to hell because it's always down, isn't it?
Right.
And have a look and come back and let us know. I think you're just being very selfish.
Okay. I'll do that if you get on that podcast.
Okay, moving on. What's the – no.
All right. So would you rather be able to understand babies or cats?
Cats, because eventually I will understand the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. But not cats, the football team.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. That was just synchronistically
there. Very interesting.
I think I would go with babies because people would just think you were so fucking cool. And you're like, oh, your baby.
Baby whisperer.
Your baby doesn't like that outfit. Or your baby says, please stop singing that song. It's really annoying.
Yep.
Or
hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah, exactly. One more? Got one more?
Yeah, I got one for you. Would you rather have only one lip or one leg?
Ooh. One lip or one leg?
One lip. One leg. Let's get together and choose one now.
I think I would go
one lip
or one leg. Let's get together and feel it out. Okay, I definitely prefer to have one lip over one leg.
Really?
Mm.
How about eating that ice cream?
I don't eat ice cream with my lips.
Yeah, you do.
I've seen you ice cream eater.
Yeah, but you
I do use the lips.
Well, yeah,
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 it's true.
I'd say,
but I could get on without it by just going one lip and lung tongue. There we go. Bottom lip gone. Tongue and top lip can do the job.
All right, do the rest of the podcast like that. Prove it.
Whereas like having one less leg would definitely be less convenient, or, you know, just getting the ice cream. Did you have a preference?
Yeah, I'd definitely go one leg.
Ah, okay.
Hey, Roswa.
Hey, Samantha.
Guess what I like?
Dogs.
Nah. Oh, I do like dogs.
Yeah.
But guess what I like? Guess what I love?
What do you love?
Hats.
I do know that about you. Yeah. Why are you telling me?
Because we got a new sponsor for the podcast.
Who is it?
Feather and Drum.
Oh, no way. Yeah. They're so cool.
I know. You dream it and Feather and Drum will bring it to life. If you're after a lid that helps you express who you are, whether it's on stage or in the crowd, a Feather and Drum custom-made hat is going to get you there.
That's what I want. Uh-huh. See, because in a world of fast fashion, this is really a chance to step back and experience the luxury of having something crafted by hand and made, like, just for you. The way things used to be, you know, like back when you were born and stuff. All Feather and Drum hat bodies are received rough,
yeah,
then blocked on vintage wood blocks, mm-hmm, trimmed, hand-stitched, ooh, bashed, what? Shaped, and dressed by the hand of drummer Kat Lay. I wouldn't mind being dressed by the hand of drummer Kat Lay.
Yeah. And that's not even the best bit. Guess what?
What?
If you mention Truettes, you get 5% off your hat.
5% off your hat.
Yeah. And all you have to do is go to featherandrum.com.
Featherandrum.com. Ooh, do you know what time it is?
I don't know, what, around about 8:30?
Is it soup or is it spaghetti?
Oh yeah.
This is us having a guessy. It's a special guest recipe guest. Cha-cha-cha.
We've decided that we're going to end all of our songs with cha-cha-cha from now on.
It's so uplifting, isn't it?
Yeah, even if you did a really, really super, super sad, like... my girlfriend just died.
Cha cha cha.
I wasn't planning on going outside, but she's not here anymore.
Cha cha cha. It's better than a full stop. Cha cha cha.
It's like three awesome full stops.
Or question mark? Cha cha cha. I love it.
More cha cha cha.
I might even start putting it at the end of my emails. Cheers, Rosie. Cha cha cha.
That's really lovely.
Shall I?
Yeah.
Especially like work emails and stuff.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really great idea.
Excellent. So, what we're doing is very special tonight because we are actually calling one of our Patreons. So, you know, we've got this, our Patreon page, and we ran a little competition on our Patreon page.
Yeah.
And, because anyone who's signed up to our Patreon page is essentially a supporter of this podcast.
Supporter of the arts and of our, us. The arts being us.
Yeah. Someone said to me the other day, it's like being one of our Patreons is like being a cross between a foster carer and having their own job seeker program.
It's just the best.
Well, if both of those things make you feel good, then that is bloody awesome.
Yeah, and we did a little survey just before asking all our Patreon members what they'd like from, you know, if we're on the, what, you know, doing the right thing for them. Are they getting enough content from us? For people who don't know what we're talking about, jump online, have a look at Patreon because it's pretty cool. You get to sort of help out artists and you get little special things, you know, in return.
Yeah, and so this time... One of our special guests tonight, our special guest is Hannah Morell, and we're going to call her right now. She's from our Patreon.
Yes. Dollar digits. Oh, I hope she picks up.
Pick up.
Come on.
Hello. Hello, is it Hannah?
It is. Hello.
Hey.
Guess who?
Yeah, guess who?
Guess who? Mm. First up was Rosie, and,
yes,
and then there's Sam.
You win!
Yeah, you win the prize.
Yay!
Fantastic job. You've already smashed it out of the park.
So how long have you been picking up phones for? Because you seem like you are like really good at it.
Oh, yeah. I was trained well as a kid.
Yeah? So early days? Hey, I don't even
early
know.
Early days, yeah.
I don't even know how old you are really, but are you like.
No, I'm going to guess it straight up. Oh, I think, Hannah, you are 28.
Ah, no.
14.
Oh, no.
457.
Closer.
I'm wondering. No, the reason why I'm wondering is because I wonder if you were like back where you were when you were a kid, what kind of phone there was in the house.
Oh, it was a dial-y one with the where you put your finger in the hole and just all around.
Oh, you're in your 40s. She's 40s or 50s.
Hannah's 79. Oh, yeah. You didn't have one. No. You didn't have one on the wall. It was just on the desk.
Yeah, well, in the hallway, yes. You know, on the
little
table with the seat next to it.
Yes, same.
Oh, you were actually in your 70s or 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
So you were a 70s child then?
No, I was born in 89, but in Launceston.
Oh, yeah, of course. Tassie. They're 20 years behind. So, Hannah, you are our special guest recipe guest tonight. This morning, and basically this is the segment where you're going to read us out the ingredients and we are going to try and guess what the dish is. So have you got a simple one?
Yeah, because we're typically pretty shit at this.
We're terrible. Well, I don't know why we started this segment because we're absolutely awful.
So yeah.
Yeah, I would be awful at it too.
Oh, yeah, well, have you got something simple for us and then you just add sort of gradient up to really ridiculously hard, or you're just going to hit? Actually, just.
I'll go with what I think is easiest. They're not, I don't think any of them are super difficult, but also I couldn't do this.
All right. Another question. Are you a chef? Like, are you a cook?
Nah.
No, okay. Great. Okay. No. So I guess first up, toast, is it?
Yeah, no.
All right.
Okay. What's the first dish?
Okay. So, 125 grams of unsalted butter chopped.
Yeah.
200 grams of 70% smooth Lindt chocolate.
I mean, it sounds
awesome.
Those
two things are just great already.
I think we could be on me answering Rosie brownies.
Yes.
Oh! That's never happened! Hannah!
I don't know if we've ever guessed one before. Oh, go on. Hit us with the second recipe.
Second recipe. Okay. There it is. 350 grams of rump steak.
Oh. Okay.
One iceberg lettuce heart.
Oh. We've got a rump and a heart.
Oh. Rump salad?
Yeah.
No. 2 spring onions. Cut in half lengthwise and finely chopped. Leaves from 6 sprigs of mint.
It's very specific, isn't it?
6 sprigs of mint.
Is this like some kind of rump cocktail? I'm going to say, this is my sound. You probably haven't heard this yet, Hannah. That's my answering sound, and I'm going to go with rump cocktail.
No.
Can you hear the sounds? I don't know.
I can.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. How awesome. Okay, keep going.
2 tablespoons of peanut oil, 1 tablespoon of fish sauce,
ooh.
2 tablespoons of oyster sauce.
Oh. Is there a raw egg?
There is not a raw egg.
Okay.
2 teaspoons of. No.
Yeah, keep going. I
think it's that like that Japanesey raw steak, raw meat thing. Like San Choi Bao?
Oh, no, but that's good.
No, because the peanut oil is you're going to cook it, right? Okay, you're going to cook this. Mm-hmm. You're going to cook this rump.
Okay.
I like my rump. Mm.
Okay. I like frump rather than rump.
All right. Okay. That's
fake
all right.
Rump.
Let's keep going, Hannah.
2 teaspoons of brown sugar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
1 spring onion. This is for the sauce. I'm going to give you that.
Uh-huh. All right.
2 fresh long red chilies, seeded and sliced. 2 cloves of garlic. 1 teaspoon of fish sauce and half a lime juiced.
Okay. It's Rosie here, steak a la mer.
Well, how about this? Is it steak a la hair? Is it steak unfair? I don't know.
Okay.
Is that all the ingredients?
And rice vermicelli noodles.
Oh, okay. So it's a beef salad.
Yeah.
Oh!
Is it?
Yeah.
But Sam, you snuck it right in at the very last
moment. Is it a Pacific beef salad? Like, I mean, I meant to say specific, but I like to say Pacific instead. Is it called beef something salad, or is it actually called beef salad?
It has one specific thing at the start.
Yeah,
raw beef salad.
Yeah, no.
No, what is it? What's the specific thing at the start?
Thai beef salad.
Oh, of course, because it's got the chilies and the lime and the... Yeah. We're just idiots.
We are such idiots, yeah.
Okay, have we got time for your 30?
I reckon we've got time for one last...
No one's ever made it through to three.
Yeah,
Hannah.
Yeah. I reckon you were generous giving that. I think I might have hit the button too early, but go on, hit us with number three. Let's see what we can do here.
Feeling good.
Okay. Two large red beetroots peeled.
Borscht.
One.
You have to do your buzzer.
Borscht.
No.
Do you know from now on, I think, with our buzzers, don't you agree, Hannah? If you hear the buzzer, you have to say, yes, Sam, or yes, Rosie, because Rosie's typically really bad at waiting.
That's true.
So try again. Do your buzzer.
Okay. Rosie.
Yeah. Thank you. Borscht.
No.
No.
Borscht.
Do you prefer the sound of your name forwards or backwards?
It depends who's saying it.
Oh, okay. Well, here, which way am I saying it? Hannah.
Oh, you said it both ways, surely.
No, I was saying it backwards. Okay, keep going.
One fresh long red chili seeds removed.
Again, you like your chili food.
Do you like chili? Three cloves of garlic, mm-hmm. unpeeled.
Ooh.
One tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil.
It's some kind of soup. You can't put your garlic in there without peeling it. All right.
One teaspoon of cumin seeds.
Mm. Oh.
Yep. Keep going.
Are you cumin or going? All right.
One teaspoon of coriander seeds.
Yep.
Salt and half a cup of plain Greek yogurt.
Oh. That's...
Go.
Yes.
Yep.
Sam?
Yes.
Rosie? Yep.
No, it was Sam.
Is it? Oh my God! It's that Indian thing.
Raita.
Ah, paperback raita.
Beetroot raita.
Is that? Oh, it's got beetroots in it.
Two beetroots.
I thought that was from the last one.
No,
it's been a big long day for me.
Are you sticking with your answer? Or
no, I'm not.
Buzzer?
Oh, I know what it is now.
Beetroots. Oh no, sorry.
Yes,
beetroot tzatziki.
No. Oh, maybe. I don't know. No. Mine have got very simple names.
Okay.
Oh, yes, Sam.
It's taken. My idea has really taken off. Let's go with just a simple beetroot dip.
Yes.
Oh! I am the champions, my friends.
Oh, two to Sam.
Hannah, I love you.
Hannah.
I'm going to send you a special treat, just like probably just $50. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's fine.
we're out of time now. Hannah, thanks so much. That was actually really brilliant. It made because it made us feel like we fucking knew what we're doing.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
Yay.
Yeah. And it wasn't like too simple. They were really lovely things and things I'd love to eat.
Yeah.
So, except Rosie would like to eat the fief. That's fake beef.
The frump. Hey, So we hope you have a great rest of your day, night, time. You might go and watch something on Netflix. That's something that you might get in Tassie in the next 10 or so years.
Yeah, you'll be getting Netflix then. And look forward to it.
The iPhone 7 or 8 just came out here, I think. Is that right? Yeah, iPhone 10? I don't know.
You'll be getting the 5, I'd say, in the next week. We love Tassie and we love you. Thank you so much for hanging out
with
us.
Thanks for having me.
We love you, Hannah, forwards and backwards.
Yeah, Hannah just said it forwards. Thanks so much for being one of our Patreons. It's the bloody best.
Yeah, you're so good. You can't quit now. If you were thinking about quitting, it'd be very awkward.
Yeah.
It'd be so awkward.
We know where you live.
All right, what are you going to go and do right now?
Yeah, what are you going to do now?
I'm probably going to do some knitting.
Oh, of course.
Knitting. That's very Tasmanian.
Yeah, I'm knitting a dinosaur for my housemate who's 5 years old.
Okay.
You've just got a random 5-year old living with you?
Yeah, and her parents.
Oh, reference checks would have been weird. Yeah.
I thought it was just like such a random thing. So.
I'm going to go and put our 11-year-old housemate to bed. Yeah.
They're good size housemates.
Yeah, they are good. And you can tell them what they do, what to do, and they have to do what you say. It doesn't happen so much with adult housemates.
Oh, no, it certainly doesn't, does it, Rosie?
We better go, Hannah. That was backwards. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
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 It's not time to take a whiz. It's time for the relationship quiz.
Here's the section we just have not bothered to get rid of. It's kind of fun because this, as the sting suggests, is the relationship quiz, and we just take a quiz together because we're in a relationship, and we see what happens at the end of it.
It's a way for us to find out more about each other.
Yeah.
Learn about each other in ways that we wouldn't normally. Like, it's forced upon us.
Otherwise, you'd have to go to Learning Land to get to do that.
Or Cool Kids. So what quiz are we doing today?
Let's just do it and then it'll be exciting for people to figure out what it is.
Oh, that's a really good idea, to see if these questions could lead people to understand what the quiz is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It makes it so much more interesting.
Okay. There's 10 questions. So go.
Okay. I'm going to hit you with the first question once I readjust my microphone. Okay. The first question is, do you wear colourful clothing most of the time?
No.
No.
Lesbian blank,
not,
rubber black.
Not really. It doesn't have that. Yeah, it doesn't have that option.
Okay.
Not really.
Next question is, choose a feather. There's brown, blue, red, black, pink, or green.
Okay, I'm going to go green.
Ooh, that green Without one a doubt. Is nice.
You can't choose that green
I'm
one.
I'm going to go red.
What are you most guilty of? Being too talkative, being too fabulous, being too competitive, being a loner, being a weirdo, or being too merciful?
Ooh, I think I'm guilty of being a loner.
I think I'm probably, I don't think any of those are
me.
I'm
a little bit competitive as well. Oh, come on, you're fabulous. You are guilty of being too fabulous. Everyone thinks that you're fabulous.
I was just pausing for long enough for you to say that. Great. I'll take that one.
All right. Good. I'm glad that you did. So I wonder what I'd be thinking this quiz was about. At this point, maybe about being some kind of sociopath, or maybe it's a personality quiz.
Yeah, or you've just fast-forwarded through this.
Choose the mammal that best suits you. Giraffe, dolphin, bear, tiger, wolf, or monkey.
That suits me? See, I just love the giraffe, but I swim like a dolphin. I hug like a bear.
I think you have to go dolphin.
Wolf, monkey. I'm pretty monkey-like. Like, I'm pretty stupid.
I know. You are a dolphin. You're definitely a dolphin.
Oh, I love that you think I'm a dolphin. What are you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Am I a bear or?
I think you're more like a tiger.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Taking it.
Yeah. I don't mean it in a good way. Okay, move on. Where would you prefer to live? Modern is a modern home. Motorhome, it's a motorhome. Condo, that's for people in Australia, it's just like an apartment kind of thing.
Oh, right.
Like in those apartment block things.
Yeah.
In the suburbs or the countryside estate? That's a big, giant fuck off house right there.
Countryside estate. For me, it would be countryside estate or motorhome.
I'd be motorhome.
Hmm.
I love that idea. Look at that motorhome compared to all the rest of those houses. It looks so good.
Yeah. This question, what is this? Which of these patterns most appeals to you?
This is great for podcasts, isn't it?
It's a red tartan, a blue tartan,
a black and green tartan.
Black and grey, grey and blue, yellow and blue. I mean, this is just, I'm going red. What about you?
I think it's the green one again. Green really appeals to me.
Oh, I went red feather.
Interesting. I wonder if that's going to illuminate at the end of this quiz. Okay. Which of these do you enjoy the most? Sports, peace and quiet, helping others, video games, shopping, socializing.
Ooh,
well, I like all of those things a lot, except for shopping.
We did have a really nice night the other night. We went to a friend's house for dinner.
Yeah.
That was a fun little sosh, but I think
I
think I'd say peace and quiet. What would you say?
I really like helping others, and I know that sounds really bad, but
that's okay. But you also like sports, like
yeah,
you love talking about the cats.
Oh my god, I'm going to kill Rosie Burgess. You've heard it here. I'm going to go with socializing.
Great. Which of these would you rather eat, fish or fruit?
Oh my god, fruit.
Oh yeah, same.
Okay, choose a vehicle. CUV, no idea what that is. No. SUV or compact?
They all look like the same car to
me. What do you reckon? I know something new vehicles, utility. Single utility vehicle?
Special.
Stargazing. What's a CUV then? Something utility vehicle.
Clunky.
I'll go a clunky utility vehicle.
I'm going the SUV because it's parked on the beach. That looks like the kind of thing I'd like to do.
I'm going to go with the compact because it's got a cool lady hanging out. In a yay kind of fashion on the bonnet.
All right. Last question.
Yeah.
Before we find out something about ourselves.
Yeah.
Which of these is most important in a mate?
Ooh.
Trustworthy.
Yes.
I think it should say trustworthiness. Same interests and hobbies. In shape and motivated.
Yeah, that trustworthiness should be like, you know, using the correct grammar.
In shape and motivated, outgoing and creative, intelligence, passion and physical beauty.
Oh, see, all of this is you.
I wouldn't accept anything less than all of these.
Well, can clearly, you click all of them?
Clearly, as is evidenced by our relationship.
It's most important. Intelligence.
I'm going to have to go with trustworthy. It would be hard if I didn't trust you. Even if you were
passion
really beautiful.
Passion and physical beauty is important.
Yeah, I'd say that's number two.
I'm going to have to go trustworthy as well.
Okay.
I think, yeah. Oh, do I need to trust you? No, same interests and hobbies.
Okay.
No, and in shape. And outgoing and creative. Outgoing and creative.
Really?
Yeah.
Just what about, I'm a complete liar,
yep.
But I'm outgoing and I'm creative.
Yep.
So much fun.
Oh, my results are in.
Okay, so are mine. What are yours?
So the answer is that I am a macaw.
You know why? Show me what that looks like. Because I am a crow.
Crow. Oh, boring black crow.
Do you know what's so annoying about this? I took this quiz earlier to test it to make sure it wasn't a total bomb. And I chose different answers and I still got the crow.
Maybe it's just feeling the heat from your thumb on your phone.
I'm obviously a crow.
I'm social and creative. I am the macaw, an artistic soul in every sense of the phrase. Blah, 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 surrounded by friends. This is just so me. Music, laughter, you're amazing, you smell good.
And you're beautiful.
Yeah. You find great pleasure in expressing yourself through artistic mediums and by gaining social prowess. Others find your confidence and creativity attractive, and when you're not one to argue with them.
Oh,
the macaw.
Yeah, well, mine says I
you're
am
a boring
intelligent
black crow.
And resourceful. Many have labeled you as common or ordinary, and you're one to always prove them wrong. Ha! Your mind is constantly going, working out possible outcomes to every action you may take. That's actually true. This may make you indecisive, but it's just a hallmark of your incredible problem-solving skills and knack for natural-born intelligence.
Well, I would say that you don't ever have trouble making a decision.
And me and my natural-born intelligence would see that less as a knack and more of something that I was born with.
Yeah. There you go. What kind of bird are we?
Song of the week. We do a new song each song of the week. Always a new song.
All right, so song of the week.
Is it? Yeah, it is.
Song of the week. It's, we do talk about our dog quite a lot.
Do haven't we?
Yeah, I think we do. We haven't talked about her at all.
I didn't even think we had a dog.
We haven't talked about her at all in this episode. And I think that's because we were saving the best till last.
Yeah. She's asleep on the couch right here with us.
She spends a lot of time snoozing on the couch. So, yeah, this is a song about Ruby.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully people can relate.
Yeah.
Other people who have dogs called Ruby.
So we wrote this in the car the other day. So it's still in its infancy.
Embryonic, I'd say, if I was going to use a big fancy word.
Puppy. It's in the puppy stage.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. The most embarrassing times of my life have been with my dog. She's a leg-humping, food-stealing, crotch-sniffing, total bed hog. But despite the crippling shame, I love her just the same. She might be a mess, but she's my best friend. Well, taking my dog to the park is like swimming with sharks. If she loses her shit, it's a total and utter bloodbath. But despite the judgmental frowns, I won't take her back to the pound. She might be stressed, but she's my best friend. Well, my dog never tells me my hair looks crap. At night, she snores with her head in my lap. She steals all the covers and won't give them back. Ha, ha, ha. She stole a big wheel of French fancy cheese. She can't help herself. She really likes brie. Bicycles, lawnmowers, men in high viz. Wheelie bins, naked shins, chasing small kids. The most embarrassing times of my life have been with my dog.
There we go. That's it. That's the endo of that. And what's a word that ends with? No, what's the word
conclusion?
That starts with endo?
Endometriosis.
Oh. Endocrypt or crypto something.
Cryptocurrency.
You've won the quiz. Now, the prize is that you get to finish the podcast.
Endophilia.
Endophiliac.
Is
I'm an endophiliac.
A person who really loves endings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Love when things end.
No, I think that's the opposite of you.
Yeah, I'm a starterphiliac.
Yeah.
I'm a keep going aphiliac.
Mm. I'm also a starterphiliac. I never bother to finish things.
No.
I rarely bother to finish things.
Yeah, but we're talking about sort of social gatherings and stuff like that. I'm a starter and keep going aphiliac.
Yeah, you're not wanting to go home go a homeyac.
Yeah, and you're a
home-yak.
I'm finished yac.
I'm a should we really go yac?
Why are we even here yac? What are we doing for this for yak? I'd rather be homie yak, oh yeah.
That's it for this week, folks. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening to my croaky voice. I don't know why I got such a croak.
Yeah, well, better go take a butter menthol in case the chaps chat cats give you a call.
Oh my God. Endophiliac.
Hey, so yeah, don't forget if you see Sam, give her a shout. See if she wants to chat about the footy.
Do not
especially
do that.
Cats. Truett Season 3 was sponsored by the following patrons from our Patreon page. If you'd like to join in the fun and have your name read out here, jump on board. Huge thanks to
Melina Viking,
Jess,
McDermott Coffey,
Hannah Morell,
Louise White,
Yaminga Embil,
Michael Bentley,
Nancy Shafran,
Danny Gibbons,
Bronwyn Robotham,
Storm Eros,
Daniel Townsend,
Christopher Coleman,
Kelly Brewer,
Leanne Slinger,
Andrea Cohen,
Tiff Lowe's Tiff,
Marcus Ray,
Kate Bernard,
Barbara and Ellen,
Johnny G,
Catherine Guy,
Margaret Dyson,
Amanda Owen,
The Worth Family,
Robert Giles,
Louise and Dave,
Janine Patterson,
Stephanie Lassard,
Sherry Butler,
Marie,
Jennifer Day,
Lyndall Montgomery,
Wazza Jenkins,
Carol,
Jeff and Tamara,
Lisa Palmer,
Natalie Russell,
Liz Dennison,
Lisa Ryan,
Juanita and Richard Taylor,
Simone Sheridan,
Lizzie McCartney,
Emma Kane,
Chris Eilers,
Richard Parton, and
Caroline Jorge. If you like what you hear, please subscribe wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. Go ahead and like and share and swish on all the social media platforms. You could even leave us a review if it floats your boat. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Tuckshop Ladies.
Tuckshop Ladies are Sam Lowes and Rosie Burgess. You can track us down for more tasty treats at tuckshopladies.com or stalk us on YouTube.
Thank you. Have a happy day.